We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting approximately 10 lines from the top, by the beginning of a line, Omar Rava. Zok to Gemara, Omar Rava, Hanoisein Dinner Zav Leisha. If someone gives a dinner Zav, a gold dinner, a gold coin to a Isha to watch, Vamala Hazeri Bai, be very careful with this coin, Shalkesifu, because it's silver. So what's the halacha? Hazikasai, if she damages it, Mishalem as dinner, Zav, she pays the dinner Zav. Even though she didn't know it was dinner Zav, Mishalem Damala, my Havalacha Gabay, they ask, say, why being mazigit? Why you threw it? She threw it, she burnt it, or she threw it into the yam. So there, since she ruined the Biyadayim, there it's not similar to the case before where I gave you permission to make a pile of grain in my property, because there, I'm not being mazigit, I'm just a peshay, I didn't watch it. So if I didn't watch it, so there, you get taina that if I would have known it's more expensive, I would have watched it better. But here you're being mazik b'yadayim. Mazik b'yadayim, it makes a difference what it is. You can be mazik b'yadayim, and if it turns out it's zahav, you're chayv. Pasha boy, but if she's just pesheya, she doesn't watch it well, mishalemes al kesef. She only pays kesef. The amrolei, because she tells him, nitirusha the kasba kabilalai, I was makabal to watch something that's kesef. But something, tirusha the hava, but that it's zahav, like kabilalai, I was having makabal to watch that. And therefore, matchai, you didn't tell me what it was, so I thought it was kesef. And therefore, in shmira, I make a different type of shmira when it's more expensive. And since I didn't know, so I'm your potter from paying the prices off, you pay the price of kesef. Mashenk, if you're a mazik, it'd be a dime, there it's different. Omale, Rav Mardukhel, Rav Ashi, Atom of the Rav Masnitullah. You're saying this memra from Rava. Anan, Masnitullah Pshitullah. I learned it from the Brysa. The Brysa we just had before, on top of the Ahmed. I think that Brysa is first, like Rava's halacha. You don't need Rava. Because it says in the Brysa, Chitin, Bechifa, Mesairim, if you told the guy that he has permission to put in Chitin, and he brought in Chitin, but he covered Sairim, so the owner thought that you're piling in my property Sairim, or Sairim gave permission, Sairim, Bechifa, Mechitin, Einim, Meshamad, Meisairim, Avad, only pay this Meisairim, Avad. Now, what, in the second case, what's Pshat, both cases really, what's Pshat? You only pay Sairim. In the first case, the reason is because I thought it was Sairim. Second case is because I only give permission from Sairim. You see, I'm alayin in Terusha, the Sairi Kabili alay. You're only with a Kabbal to watch to the level of barley, which is cheaper than wheat. Hachinami, here also, I'm alayin in Terusha, the Havali Kabili alay. I was not with Kabbal Shmira on Zav, only on Kesef, and that's the same type of idea like Rava. It's really in first Shabraisa. I'm a rap. Shamat Milsa l'Rav Yehuda. I heard a halacha that's the geyad to Rav Yehuda of a Mishnah, and Legabi Rav Yehuda holds that Yechayev Tom, and I heard something about that. But I forgot what it was. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel reminded Rav, so you don't remember what you heard, Rav Yehuda. You don't remember what you heard? I'll tell you what you heard. Rav Yehuda, Mechayev Niskin Tom Beish, Osu Takonas Nigzal Beishai. The thing you heard was like this. We know Rav Yehuda holds Yechayev on Tomon, which means, if someone makes a fire in his property, comes to my property, it burns down the silo, it burns down a pile of grain, I claim I had a wallet in there with $1,100 bills, so the halacha is that you have to pay. Now, how do you prove it? So the halacha is that they heard was that the nigzal, which is over here, the nizik, can make a shavua and say how much money was in that wallet, how much money was in that pile of grain, and he gets that money. It's called Shvuas HaNeitlim, which is a Chiddush. There's very few times you have a case of Shvuas HaNeitlim. Like Rashi says, Gehechi Tikna Rabbanon L'Nigzal L'Shova Kama Goizlo. Just like there's a Takana de Rabbanon, a Nigzal could swear how much was stolen, Vito. The times have Shvuas, Eil Meshbom Neitlim HaSochi V'Nigzal, Kach Tiknu Be'eshoi, Shishba Ma Hitman Vito. Same thing according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to make a Shvuas HaNeitlim and take what was hidden. So it sounds like this chiddush of that they made a takonas nigzal, which they made a shvua for nigzal, is only gay for Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda is chayav and tamun. But Tosfos points out, Tosfos the maskil Rav Yehuda, the rabbanon nami have maskil meimah the also takonas the takana. Also, it could have made fear rabbanon also. Why? Because we said rabbanon amoida that if you light the house, someone's house directly, the halacha is chayav everything in the house. Everything in the house, Yechayiv, because everything in the house is normal to put there, and therefore Yechayiv, everything in the house. It doesn't have the Ptur or Xeris Kosovo Tavim, because Tavim is only a potter when you light a fire in your own property. But if you light a fire in someone else's property, there's no Ptur or Tavim. And therefore Yechayiv, everything in the house. And even a Godish Yechayiv for things that are normal to be there, as long as you light it in the Nizik's property. So you could declare, and Rabban Osan say the same halacha, that there's a din tikkunas nigzal. But Taisus says, Rabbi Ushmin and Rabbi Huda fill arniki with godish, also even an arniki and a godish, which is not a normal thing, still you made this takana that the nigzal makes a shvua. So but in the shvua, this chiddush could have been according to the Rabban Osan. Boya meima, osu takkunas nigzal a maser or loy. A maser is someone who is meiser the property. He tells the goyim, they say there's a tax collector, and it's an illegal tax collector, and you tell this non-Jewish illegal tax collector about your friend that he has this and this, and they go and collect it from your friend. So you're responsible, because it's called a garmi, because you caused this to happen. You told this guy that this guy has these things, and you caused that maser, you caused that guy to take away his things. You called a maser. So do you have? So now loch is that the maser is chayiv to pay. He's a garmi. He's chayiv to pay. So how do you know how much to pay? So is there a tekanas nigzal, which means is there a shvua? The person who got the stuff taken away, could he make a shvua and say what was taken and then get it from the maser or not? Also, the tekanas nigzal a maser loy. A liba the mandim loy the garmi. According to the mandim holds, you're not chayiv by garmi loy sebay loch. The mesirus not loy daninan. It's not a shayla because bechlal you don't paskin on mesirus. Because it's if you don't hold garmi, so by mesirus there's no chiyah. Like you said, loch liba mandim daninan the garmi. According to the holds, you do say that a garmi is chayiv. So then also the tekanas nigzav a maser the mishtav a shakud you make a tekanas nigzav a maser that he makes a shua and takes or loy or not take with gemara blibes with a take with gemara blibes the shayla. Now what's the shayla? If you don't do the garmi, why shouldn't you be chayiv? Why shouldn't you be able to have the karos nigzal that he makes a shua and takes it? So Rekivega Stelzu Toysvah Staff Num Bezim and Aleph in Baba Kama, no, Nadal and Baba Kama, Toysvah says in the Masal Chamar, at the end of the Toysvah, it says, Laman the don't do the garmi, Nami loy mechayiv el medarabonon. He says, the whole chi of a garmi is only medarabonon. What's the raya? Kremucha perika kainis. The meboyi lay the also the karas nigzal maser loy because he has a shayla. We dina the gami the raisa lomely also the karas nigzal maser quite a nigzal. Why shouldn't we any different than nigzal? Teretz is it's only the rabbanon. That's the beer hashayla here. Since it's only the rabbanon, what's the halacha? Is there a din to karas nigzal shvuos of nigzal by a maser or not? And the mara stays with a teku. Ahu gavra the botash bekaspasa the chavre. A certain person kaspasa is a chest. We keep valuables. So this person kicked this chest of his friend, Shadi Benar, and it landed in the water. Also, Mare, and the owner came and said, oh, you threw my chest into the ocean. You know what I had in there? I had this and this. So Shaila is, what do you do? Is he Naman or not? Yashter of Ashi become Ayin Bey, Kai Gav Namai. What's the halacha in this case? So we learn like the Razba first. Which means like this, the question was, is he believed with a shvua to take what's in there or not? Isn't it our Mishnah? The Tanan says in our Mishnah, if you light up the house, you pay everything that's in there. Because people keep things in the house. And therefore you have everything in the house. So what do you see? So the Rashba learns like this. You see, Yechayif everything. How do you know what he has in his house? Teretz says, it must be, he's believed with a shvua. So you see, he believed with a shvua is your case. Amalei, so he answers, if he says that I had money in there in the chest, you're right. Hakmai eskina in the kotoi maganisa. He said I had diamonds in there, or pearls in there. Mai, mi manchi inchi maganisa v'kaspasa, the people could keep pearls or diamonds in a chest? Oiloi. And what's the shayla? Because if it's not normal to keep it there, so maybe it's like a shvua of a makom and an sadi. Not believe it's a shvua against the normal thing. So that's a shayla. Loi teku. More blives are teku. So the Rashi learns the whole sugya is regarding the shvua sanigza. Avad, if you have edim that there was diamonds in his chest, avad yibichai. Toisvis the masmi machi learns different. He says even if you have edim that there was a marganisa, it's still a shayla. Because maybe, loy boy la suke adaite, and consider like a oinus gomor, like the way the Dvar Yaakov learns Taisis, it would be considered like a oinus gomor, since you know, people don't keep anything there, maybe it won't be a chayivim for edim, maybe not chayivim by Adam HaMazik here. Then Taisis doesn't like the pshat of the Rasba. If you look at Taisis' me, he says, Vein la fires, lo inyan shvu, mabayale, yos to kons nigzal, vein em, aloy mashe, verganisa, Dim Kane, what's the raya from our Mishnah? Mishnah doesn't say anything about Shavua. So we spoke out the raya, we learned the raya is because it's mashma that I can collect everything. It must be with a Shavua. But like upon him, the Tosfos doesn't like the pshat. You have two pshat in the Gemara. Either the Shaila is Gemara with the kids kick the chest to the water, the Shaila about a Shavua. If you, the guy can make a Shavua, what's in there? If he's believe with a Shavua or not. But Avada, the raya says, with Adam, then you'll collect. According to Tosfos, the Shaila is, even if you know that that was in there, maybe not Chayiv because he wasn't supposed to expect it and blives like a Oinus Gomor. So the Gemara writes a similar Gemara. Omle Rav Yehim v'Rav Ashi. Ton kasa the kasva bira. A guy burnt down a bira. And he tines, he had a silver becher in the bira. In those days, silver becher was an anomaly. My omle, let's see, chazina. E inish omadu, if he is a ushir, and he could afford such a thing, this they cast the kasva. Inami inish behemnu, or he's a trustworthy person, people give him things to watch. The mafik inish gabe, mishtab v'shakal, then he can make a shua and take. Viloy, lav kol kamin. If not, he cannot make a shua and take. He's not believed to take with a shua. So if he's a rasba, the rasba learns that because he's not believed with a shua. According to Tosfos, he'll learn because it's considered oynis gomer. He shouldn't have expected that you're not a rich person, you have this silver cup. Only have Adam Reid Rav Avil Ravashi. A new shayla. It's a shayla how it gets into the sugi even. Mabin gazlin chamsin. What's the difference between a gazlin and a chamsin? Omalei, chamsin. A person is called a chamsin if you have dummy. If he forces you to sell him something, but he pays for it. That's called a chamsin. And that's something that's usher to do. That's something that is, it actually says, loisachmoy, that's going on to a person. He's over on the level of loisachmoy, but he's not possible in edus, a chamsin. So chamsin, you have dummy. Gazlan, you have dummy. Gazlan steals without paying for it. Omalei, you have dummy. Chamsin, Chris Leif. He gives money. Why is it called a chamsin? Omrav Huna, Taluya Vizavin, Zvina Zvina. If you force someone to sell something, it's not a correct thing to do, but it works. So why is it called a chamsin? Why is it called a ganav? Like, Hash, Hadam Raitani, Hadam Hadam Raitani. The case is, you gave him money, but he still was screaming. He didn't want to do it. So that's why it's considered a gazlin. It's not a gazlin, it's considered a chamsin, and it's also in our Torah from the Pasuk of Sachman. And that's the difference between a chamsin and a gazlin. A gazlin does not give money, and a chamsin gives money. That's the clip between two things. And let's go right to Amar Beis, to the Mishnah. Let's finish the Parak of Etzah Shem. Talk to Mishnah, Amar Beis. Gates, Shiyot of Tachas Apatish. There was a guy who was banging with a hammer, a blacksmith, and a spark flew out from the hammer, v'hizik, and it was mazik. Alok ezichayiv. You have to be careful. When someone is banging metal and sparks come out, he has to be careful not to light anything on fire. Gomel sheitam piston, a gomel that was full of flax, and he was going through shiravim overloaded with flax, with piston, and nichlas piston sechachanus, and was so overloaded the piston went into the store, and there was a fire in the store. The guy has lights; he had a kerosene light there. The delkoy b'neir shachemini, and it lit up with the neir of the chemini. And made a big fire, likas hizik bira, and it burned down the bira. Baal ha-gomol chayif. The loch is that the baal ha-gomol is chayif, because he should not have overloaded his camel with flax, and since he did that, he's a pshia and he's chayif. What about the opposite case? Where it wasn't so much flax, but the guy left his nair on the outside of his house, outside of a store. So then the loch is a chemini chayif, the chemini is chayif, because that's a pshia. He left it outside. Rabbi Yehuda, you may have a ner chanukah potter, but if it's ner chanukah, which is a mitzvah light outside, then you're potter, because that's b'reshus of mitzvah, and therefore you're potter if you light a ner outside the store. This is one of the only times in the whole Mishnah is that chanukah is mentioned. But Rabbi Yehuda says, the ner chanukah is potter, that if you leave the ner chanukah outside, you're potter for the damages that it causes. Zok to Gemara. Omar Avinu Shmei the Rav, Shmami Nama the Yehuda, that Yehuda says that Ner Chanukah is Potter. We see from Yehuda, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'nicha b'sech asar. It's a mitzvah to put it within 10 tvachim of the ground. This Sagadayach l'mayelma asarok, if you hold that has to be above 10 tvachim, then you're allowed to put it l'chatchila. You're allowed to put it l'chatchila above 10 tvachim. Amai Avinu Yehuda Ner Chanukah Potter. Why are you saying you're Potter? Le'mele havlach l'anuchim l'mayelma m'gombo v'reichmoy. Good Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah, but put it higher than 10 tvachim. It shouldn't light up any candles on fire. Put it a little higher. Teretz is, the mitzvah is to put it lower than 10, then you can't help yourself. So it's a raya from Rabbi Yehuda's tour that he gives you this exemption and say that when Erech Hanukkah, you're not chayiv and hazek, it must be, it's a mitzvah to put up a teich asara, and they have no choice, and that's why I made the fire. So it's a raya, the teich asara is a mitzvah l'chatchila. Amri Nagasino, maybe even l'mayla ma'asara, the halacha is that it's milchatchila. My armor, the boy lenuch lemalam agama. What's the taina? That why is a potter? Put it higher than 10. It's not a heter mitzvah to put it lower than 10. Put it higher than 10. Someone says, no, given the mitzvah ka'ase, kuli ha'ilach rabbanon. Since he's busy with a mitzvah, you are not matriach him so much, and that's why you are potter for the damages of Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara ends with one more halacha about Chanukah. Rav Kana, Darosh Rav Nosse Bar Miyem, Shmei Rav Tankum. Rav Nosse Bar Miyem, Darosh Shmei Rav Tankum, the Ner Chanukah, Shaniach Lamailam Esri Mama, Psula Kesuka Kumavid. The halacha is that you put the less than 10 tefachim in the Shalom of the Gemara. But if you put it above a 10 tefachim, above 20 amis, if you put the mechanica above 20 amis, it's possible, just like a sukkah is possible more than 20 amis because you can't see the schach, just like by a mavui, the kaira, the leche and the kaira, if it's too high, you are potter because you can't see it. Here also, the whole vart of Chanukah is pursuing nisa, and it's too high, there's no pursuing nisa. So it comes to my Gemara, it's not even clear if you have to put a lamata ma'asar or not. So if you look at the Rosh is like this. Amar Avinu Shmei the Rabbah says, "Samaras Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Mamufchul Lanicha V'Seich Asar." It says, "Va'afagav the Dochi Agamara Lahaid the Style Mosasisa." And the Gemara says, "Doichad Araya," because then it says not Araya, because even if you could put it Lamaila, you were busy with your mitzvah, you didn't think, and still we pass like this. That's how the Rosh paskins. Because if you put it on higher, it looks like you're trying to light everything up. We put it lower on Sar, it's klar, it's for the mitzvah. So the Rosh Paschus, even though Agamara says not klar raya, Paschus, there is a mitzvah lanicha lemato ma'asara. And Agamara ends off that the ma'ila ma'esrama is possible like a sukkah and a mavui. Hadrun alach, perik hakoinis, belineh.